Tasha and Lacey are laying on the dock, peering through the planks at an especially large jellyfish, the breadth of a dinner plate, thick and milky, drifting beneath them in the brackish water. These larger ones, with their ruffled pink insides, are unusual, and they watch in silence.
"Can I touch it just a little bit?"
Tasha asks.
"If I'm very, very nice to it?"
"Tasha, honey, it'll sting you, and it'll hurt. I can't help it. That's just what jellies do," Lacey responds gently.
"Is it a boy jellyfish, a girl jellyfish?"
she wants to know. Tasha is 4, and this is the question du jour. She asked the same thing about the dog next door, and the bird she saw on the telephone wire, and the squirrel that chits from the back porch. Even the honeybee, the one that stung her and died a wretched little death while she howled into Lacey's neck, even that bee prompted the same question.
"Was it a boy bee or a girl bee that stung me?"
she asked between small, heart-wrenching sobs.
"I think it was a boy,"
Lacey told her, cradling her small pink foot. She thought to tell Tasha that they were all boys, that the queen, the only female among them, was sitting fat and pretty on her throne while all the males, the boy bees, spent their life's energy finding ways to keep the queen happy. She thought to tell her this, but instead made a paste of baking soda and salt and slathered it on the sting until her tears had dried to reveal clean pink streaks down her dirty cheeks. But now they were watching the jellyfish puff and billow and ripple below, and she can't tell her if it's a girl or a boy. "I don't know," is all Lacey can say, because she always tries to tell the truth.
"It's a girl,"
Tasha retorts with such certainty.
"It has pink in it."
"Yes, probably a girl," Lacey replies, marveling in the surety of ignorance.